Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's such a blessing to be with you once again this morning, and I believe we are learning so much from this beautiful series that we are doing. Hallelujah. You know, we spoke about Moab and where Balak came from. So you see, so the Moabites were a product of disobedience, and they were afraid when Israel came out of Egypt, you know, and with all the things that had happened. You know, if you read in some of the verses in chapter 22, he mentions the fact that Moab was scared because of what Israel had done to the Amorites and all that. You know, so Balak connived with the princes of Midian and came to Balaam to come and contact him, to come and curse Israel so that they could have a way, you know, to defeat Israel. Hallelujah. So I want us to read from verse 18, Numbers chapter 23, from verse 18. And he took up his parable. You know who he's talking. He's talking about Balaam now. Balaam took up a parable and said, "Rise up, Balak, and hear, hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" You know, so Balaam is trying to curse, but he finds himself blessing. "Behold, I receive commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them." This is not supposed to be. In fact, God is supposed to be talking like this. Because prior to Numbers chapter 23, Israel had done so many wrong things. And I want to show you all the wild things that it did, all the many times that God got angry. Yet when Balaam came to come and curse, he could not but speak blessings because God was not angry with Israel. Do you see? It's amazing. I want us to look at, there were three things that were kept in the Ark of Covenant. There was a golden pot that contained manna. You know, it was kept in the Ark of Covenant. Then there was the Ten Commandments that were put on those two tables or two tablets were kept as well in the Ark of Covenant. Apart from that, the third thing that was kept also in the Ark of Covenant was the rod of Aaron, Aaron's rod that budded. Using all these three things represented Israel's disobedience. I want us to pick the very first one. That is the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments represented God's law. You see, it represented God himself. The Bible called it the oracles of God. It represented God. And the law represents God himself, you see. The law is an expression of the lawgiver. Hallelujah. You know, if you read Exodus chapter 19, from verse 5, let me read from verse 4, so that you understand even better. This is Moses talking. He said to the Israelites, "You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians." This is God talking through Moses. God has spoken to Moses, "Come and talk to the children of Israel." You know, he says, "You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you obey my voice indeed, and keep my commandment, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel." And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And look at the response. In verse 8, the Bible says that, "And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord." You know? So, they were like, "We'll do everything that God is saying we should do." You know? That was what they said. But fast forward to Exodus chapter 32, I want us to read from 5. Okay? The Bible says, "And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early in the morrow, and offered burnt offerings, and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink, and rose up to play." Now, this actually refers to how Israel took their golden earrings and their bracelets and all that to make a golden calf, and they worshipped it. Aaron made it for them, and they were worshipping it. You see, they actually broke the very first instruction that God was giving, as the fact that thou shalt not have any other God apart from me. But before Moses came down the mountain, you know, they had said that we'll do every single thing that God says we should do. But before Moses came down the mountain, they had broken the very first rule. The very first law, they had broken it. And the Lord said unto Moses, verse 7, "Now, go, get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves." Can you imagine? God was referring to them as the ones that Moses brought out of Egypt, because he was so angry with them. So he gave the responsibility to Moses. "They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt." Hallelujah. God was so angry, he wanted to destroy them. They broke the very first instruction. They broke the law of God. From the beginning, they started breaking the law of God. And God was not happy with them. If you read on, you realize that God was so angry, he wanted to wipe them out. And the Lord said unto Moses, "I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people." This is Exodus 32, verse 9. "Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them." and I'll make of thee a great nation. That was what God wanted to do. But Moses apologized on Israel's behalf and told him he should repent of his wrongs. Can you imagine? And God decided that he was not going to do anything to Israel. Hallelujah. But Israel broke the law. They broke all that God wanted them to do. They rejected God. Because when God gave them his instructions, they rejected it. Yet, when Balaam... So, all this God is angry already with Israel. You see, because of these things that they were doing. So, what Balaam was saying was not supposed to be, because in the eyes of God, or the way things were from the scriptures, you realize that it was like God was angry with them. Yet God saw them differently, because God had chosen them. He saw them as his own and said that he has not beheld iniquity in Jacob. Can you imagine? God says, I have not beheld any iniquity in Jacob. Meanwhile, they had done so many wrong things, and I'm going to enumerate them for you. So many. But God said, when Israel's adversary came against it and wanted to destroy Israel, God said, I have not beheld any iniquity in them, neither have I seen any perverseness in them. Hallelujah. That's how God sees you. So sometimes you may have a lot of wild things happening around you. God has declared you righteous, and there's nothing the devil can do about it. That is why in the New Testament it says that there's therefore now no condemnation to all them that are in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ? If you're in Christ, then God does not see your wrong. It says, into the sea of forgetfulness have I placed your sin and your iniquity. That's how God sees you. God does not see you with all your wrongs. He says, if you sin and confess, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. When he cleanses you from all the unrighteousness, he forgets about it and sees you as his righteousness. That's how he sees you. Just as Israel was seen by God. Even though they had done so many wrong things to God, God had forgiven them. And when an adversary wanted to curse them, God said, I have not beheld any iniquity in Jacob. I have not seen any perverseness in Israel. Hallelujah. That's how God sees you. See yourself like that as well. And see yourself walking and living the way God has called you to live. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll continue again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.